This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik DeGeer, and today I'm talking with Mike Hollischer. Mike, how are you?
Good. How's it going?
Good. How are you involved with digital asset management?
Basically, I'm the manager of digital asset management for a digital marketing agency called Digitas. When I first started here, we were an independent company, national in scope. In the past, I guess, 2-3 years, we were purchased by Publicis Group, so we've become basically part of the global digital arm of the third largest media company in the world, media and advertising company in the world now.
Wow.
My job basically revolves around trying to ingest and organize all the digital assets that we are creating and receiving from our clients.
In addition to that,
I'm also involved in a bunch of other sort of technology issues. Just trying to like see where we're going for the future.
Do you find yourself often closely linked with both the creatives and the technical side of your business?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, in the end, it's, you know, I kind of end up being the liaison between those two. You know, be it not only just creative, also like our marketing people, our delivery people, our creative. And really, you know, when you get right down to it, DAM is much more of a marketing tool than I think a creative tool. So, you know, I end up having to speak, you know, both languages, you know, the sort of core groups language and also, you know, to a certain degree, IT. I'm not an IT person ever, you know, I'm still confused as an IT person all the time, but basically I interface between those two groups quite a bit. And that's kind of where it comes in that, you know, I'm trying more to see like where we're going and where the pain points are, you know, not all, you know, in our digital asset management strategy and just our content strategies at this point.
Great. And you recently started a meetup group called NYC Digital Asset Managers. This has been quite successful in this first year. Why did you first start this group?
I can't really claim ownership of say starting the group. That was really on Chad. Chad and I actually met at a Henry Stewart conference. I believe it was like 2 years ago now. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of interesting how it springs out of I think like a lot of people's experiences going to Henry Stewart and various damn conferences over the last, you know, 6 or 7 years, where I was actually presenting on some of the strategies we've used to tag photo libraries or other sort of assets with XMP metadata, and how we were looking to basically our nuts and bolts process and then pushing it out and where we were going for the future. Afterwards, Chad came up to me and he was really excited because he was basically doing the exact same stuff that I was. Mm-hmm. And it just so turned out that we share a digital asset management platform. We use the same vendor. We also share an integrator. And, you know, we had a great conversation. And, you know, one of the things that's always been interesting about, you know, going to DAM conferences since, like, I mean, the first one I went to was probably like in 2003 or 2004, was just that, you know, back then you were always working in this sort of like vacuum, and you know, you're flying blind a lot of times. Maybe you had an integrator, maybe you didn't. You talked to your vendor, but there really wasn't a good amount of standards, and there weren't really a lot of people to talk to. Mm-hmm. So, you know, at that point, Henry Stewart was the one time a year you could actually go somewhere and talk to people and not feel like you were absolutely totally alone.
Sure.
And a few weeks, you know, we had shot emails back and forth, and Chad was interested in setting up a meetup group. He mentioned, he said he started one, and he asked if I would like, you know, if I would help out, and I was able to provide a few different, a few different ideas and a few different sort of resources to really start to get it going. And after a while, I was basically billed as a co-organizer. You know, we've basically just been bouncing ideas back and forth to each other and coming up with like good people to bring in to present. And I think it kind of goes back to what I was saying about like how it was, you know, 6 or 7 years ago, that it's like, well, I think what we're really providing is like an opportunity for people to come in and just actually have a chance to talk to other people in their realm, in their field. Because, you know, in general, when you're doing digital asset management, you're the only guy there, you know, and maybe you have some contacts with other people in your office, but there isn't, you know, there really aren't any other people who are sharing your experience. And, you know, there's just so much to pull in, and there's so much so many different directions you can go with it. It's a very holistic sort of career, you know, where you are looking at the entire process of how your company is doing their work. And, you know, most people don't. You know, your average worker in a job is just like, you know, they're focused on their small part of the puzzle. So, you know, I would say, like, you know, without sounding maudlin, I mean, it can get a little lonely at certain points where it's like, you know, who can I call upon? You know, where can I learn how to, like, you know, deal with video assets better, how to set up a taxonomy? You know, who's doing stuff that's really exciting and cool? And that's, you know, that's really what we're trying to provide, you know, sort of a knowledge base, but also because I'm finishing up a master's at Pratt in the Library and Information Sciences, you know, one of the things I've been trying to do is a lot of outreach to other LIS programs in our area. So we've been getting a pretty fair amount of students coming in who, you know, in a field that is becoming vastly more digital, you know, they can really start getting their feet wet and get an idea of like where everything's going, whether this is a good career choice. And a lot of times, those are who the best ideas come from. You know, we're very egalitarian. We're looking, if you're a member, you can present, you know,
mm-hmm.
Everybody, you know, cause we have a lot of experts, but we also have a lot of people, even if they're just starting out, mm-hmm. I mean, they've come up with fantastic ideas or they have great internships. And that's what we're really, you know, we're looking for knowledge from everybody in that way.
What advice would you share with other DAM professionals and even people aspiring to become a DAM professional?
That's a good question because, you know, it's interesting how the whole sort of, you know, the space has changed because, I mean, again, you know, if you're going back to like, you know, the early part of last decade, you could go around and ask 15 different people who were managing a DAM how they ended up in that job. And it was really like, you know, a company bought a system and they looked around the room and looked at one guy or one girl and said, that person's running it. And, you know, invariably they came from some sort of print field, usually production or something like that. And, you know, there are a lot of people like myself who are just sort of thrown into the breach. And they just had to learn all the different aspects of how to make this happen and how to do it on the fly. You know, I'm kind of cheering for the home team here, but I think having a library science degree is, you know, a fantastic way to do it. You know, it's a great way to get a grounding in it, but, you know, I think it's kind of a specific type of person in a lot of ways too. I mean, in the end, what we're talking about is classification and classification is again, another really holistic sort of concept. And it's a very like basic concept because it's like when it's so inherent in our human experience, because the one thing all humans do when they look at something, after they look at something, they classify it. Mm-hmm. They put it in a particular box or a particular category. So, you know, it's really like taking an organization's assets and trying to not only to classify it, but also to figure out how they move and what are like the best states for them to move from. So, you know, it's a bunch of different sort of complementary, sometimes competing skill sets, like being able to be very granular, but very like have that holistic sort of overarching big picture view at the same time, and having to have a lot of focus, but also having to be incredibly gregarious and willing to like be very social and just always trying to like find a way to develop stuff in a new, different way. You know, you have to be very patient and very impatient at the same time. I would say, it's an interesting field to get into, if you want to be like sort of the hub of everything, if you have a lot of ideas about content and where the web is going and where, digital content is going as well. I was reading a really interesting Wired article on the train coming in about how, we're moving into more of a sort of like application model again in terms of the internet, with apps, with mobile, everything is sort of becoming like little pieces rather than the free wide open web anymore. Mm-hmm. And, one of the things that sort of, got me thinking, this kind of goes back to the whole idea of Jonathan Zittrain, throughout that, we're really going back into sort of a stage in computing that's based around appliances again. And, that's where DAM fits in beautifully as like this, as really, the sort of content, content delivery device for all these different applications, at the same time, what it really comes down to, you just have to be, a very good communicator, I think, and somebody who's really willing to like just roll up their sleeves and try and iron out a problem that you'll probably never completely iron out because everything moves too quickly. You just really have to be willing to build as many bridges as possible and love technology, but also like kind of hate it a little bit too, in order to find where technology stops and where culture starts, and how to fix those culture issues as well. I think you're building bridges with, not only like through technology, but also through like just getting people to talk to each other. I think in the end, you're sort of like more of a personality type than you are somebody, who has a specific set of skills, at the beginning of it.
That's fair. Well, thank you, Mike.
Oh, no problem.
For more on digital asset management, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Thanks again.